Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth on this 15th day of August, almost halfway through this month, because it's one of those long months, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're continuing our trek through the Psalms, which I have been loving, by the way, and we're also working our way through the Songs of Ascent, and that's spelled A-S-C-E-N-T, so you are ascending a mountain, you're on your way to Jerusalem, you're a pilgrim, and you sing these songs. And so this is what Psalm 132 in the New International Reader's Version says. Lord, remember David and all the times he didn't do what he wanted. Lord, he made a promise. Mighty one of Jacob, he made a promise to you. He said, I won't enter my house or go to bed. I won't let my eyes sleep. I won't close my eyelids until I find a place for the Lord. I want to build a house for the mighty one of Jacob. Here are the words we heard in Ephrathah. We heard them again in the fields of Kiriath Jearim. Let us go to the Lord's house. Let us worship at his feet. Let us say, Lord, rise up and come to your resting place. Come in together with the ark. It's the sign of your power. May your priests put on godliness as if it were their clothes. May your faithful people sing for joy. In honor of your servant David, don't turn your back on your anointed king. The Lord made a promise to David. It is a firm promise that he will never break. He said, after you die, I will place one of your own sons on your throne. If your sons keep my covenant and the laws I teach them, then their sons will sit on your throne forever and ever. The Lord has chosen Zion. That's the place where he wants to live. He has said, this will be my resting place forever and ever. Here I will sit on my throne because that's what I want. I will greatly bless Zion with everything it needs. I will give plenty of food to the poor people living there. I will put salvation on its priests as if it were their clothes. God's faithful people will always sing for joy. Here in Jerusalem, I will raise up a mighty king from the family of David. I will set up the lamp of David's kingdom for my anointed king. Its flame will burn brightly forever. I will put shame on his enemies as if it were their clothes, but he will wear on his head a shining crown. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I just am so, I love just the parallelisms in this particular psalm about clothing, how the priests have to put on clothing, like their righteousness on like clothing. And then later in the psalm, you put that on them. And then it says, I will put shame on his enemies as if it was their clothes. And so the enemies are clothed with shame. And then the one who comes after that reigning king, which is hinting at Jesus, it says he will wear on his head. So again, here's something that you wear, a shining crown. Jesus, we thank you so much that you are the light of the world and that you are the descendant of David who did obey every little bit and every part of the covenant of God. And you are the one who put on salvation for all of us. You wore those cloaks of salvation after you wore the robe of sin and shame and all of our rebellion against a holy God. And now you have this robe of salvation and you've given it to us. You've gifted to us. Therefore, it says God's faithful people will always sing for joy. So Lord, for those who are downtrodden today, depressed, broken, weepy, I was talking to someone yesterday who said they'd been crying for 3 days and it just broke my heart. Lord, it says that we will sing for joy. And so today we make a choice to sing for joy. We make a choice to love you in the midst of our pain and to elevate you and to worship you even when things don't seem like they're going to turn out okay. Lord, you will bless us with everything that we need. And you are the one who goes before us. You go behind us. You go and you walk beside us. And Lord, as David was, where he said, I'm not going to sleep until there's a home for you. May we also not sleep until we realize that your presence goes with us wherever we are, that your Holy Spirit is within us. And so, Lord, if there's someone out there listening today who's unsure of whether they have really met you, I pray they wouldn't go to sleep tonight until they prayed to you and say something like, Lord Jesus, I recognize that I'm in need of a Savior. I see what you've done on the cross, and it is sufficient. It has covered my sins and set me free. I choose to follow you. I choose to take up my own cross every single day for the rest of my life. Thank you for giving me the gift of the Holy Spirit once I meet you, and that I will never be forsaken, and that I will have a companion with me for the rest of my life. Lord, teach me to follow your kingdom with joy. And would you change my heart from bitter to joyful, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to support the podcast, you can go to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And that's where you can do it. lost my train of thought. There's a bunch of different levels that you can support the podcast at. At $10, I'll send you a painting. And this is something I do in my Etsy shop. So it's actually something I sell. And so there is some value to it. And at $25, a free podcast where no one else gets it. And I'm talking about the things, the deeper things that Jesus is teaching me. At $100, I add you to my prayer list. So thanks in advance for doing that. And I hope you have an amazing day.